I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. Governor Malloy's proposal to change the traditional handicap symbol had its first public hearing today in Hartford. Disability rights advocates are divided on the issue. The new symbol is still a white stick figure in a wheelchair on a blue background, but now the stick figure is leaning forward, its arms bent back like a wheelchair racer in motion. Stephen Morris, the executive director of the Arc of Farmington Valley, or FAVAR, says the new sign suggests independence and engagement.
The focus is attention on the wheelchair instead of the person, and it's just a more positive image of a person with an accessibility need.
But not all disability rights advocates agree. Kathy Ludlam, who suffers from a neuromuscular disorder and is confined to a powered wheelchair, testified before the General Assembly's Government Administration and Elections Commission that the new symbol carelessly divides the disabled community.
It splits between people who want to show success through motion and those of us who do not push our own wheelchairs and therefore feel criticized by a symbol that should empower us.
The new signs would not come at any additional cost to the state. They would be installed only for new construction or when an old sign needs to be replaced. The bill also calls for a change on parking signs from handicapped parking permit required to reserved parking permit required, a move advocates say will help change the public's perception of people with disabilities. If the legislature approves the measure, Connecticut would be the second state behind New York to adopt the new symbol. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.